Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnston's Wax present Fibber McGee and Molly with Rico Martelli's orchestra opening the show with Bugle Call Rag. Rag it, Rico. Another McGee adventure, let me call your attention to a springtime floor hazard. You know, a lot of mud is being tracked onto floors these early spring days, which means that there's more cleaning work in store for women. I mean for women who don't know that they can protect their floors with Johnson's Glow Coat. But every day, more housekeepers are learning the easy way to keep their floors and linoleum polished and clean without any work of rubbing or buffing. Once you've used Glow Coat on your kitchen linoleum, you can laugh at old-fashioned floor scrubbing methods. For Glow Coat protects the surface with a beautiful gleaming polish so that dust and dirt can't cling to it. Soiled spots are easily wiped off the gleaming Glow Coat finish. And you'll take real pride in the way your linoleum glistens and gleams. That old bugbear of floor cleaning will no longer pursue you after your floors are protected with Johnson's Glow Coat. The no-rubbing floor polish that shines as it dries, without rubbing or buffing. Glow Coat is spelled GLO-COAT. Well, well, Fibber McGee is keeping Bachelor Hall today. Molly has gone to visit her Aunt Sarah downstate. And Fibber is planning a big surprise for her return. Yes, sir, a big surprise. He's going to have the spring house cleaning all done by the time she gets back. And he's going to do it himself. That's another big surprise. McGee working. Well, here's Fibber greeting a foreign domestic. He is engaged through an employment office.
Oh, hi there, sis. You the gal from the employment place?
Yeah.
Good. You ready to go to work?
Yeah.
Fine. Come right in.
Yeah.
Right in here.
Yeah.
Now then. Now here's the idea, sister.
Yeah.
I ain't told you yet. Now listen.
Yeah.
You must be from Yonkers.
No.
Well, anyway, I finally got a different answer out of you.
Yeah.
Now listen. My wife's gone away for a couple of days, see?
Yeah.
No, you don't, not till I tell you.
No.
Yeah, I mean, my wife's gone away for a couple of days, see, and I'm going to surprise her and have all the spring cleaning done by the time she gets back. You catch on?
Yeah.
So I want you to take charge of the mopping up, and me and my man, Silly Watson, here, will... Hey, where is Silly? Hey, Sil. Hey there, Silly.
Yeah, Silly, you calling me, boss.
Yeah, what you doing?
I just doing what you told me to, blow boss, Lisa.
What I told you to? What was that? I don't remember.
Yeah, for me too.
Sure. Fine lot of help I'm going to have around here. Sil, this is her, what'd you say your name was, sis?
Wilhelmina Schlagenkopfer.
Yeah, this is, okay, that's fine. Now, I want you to do whatever whatever she says, Sil.
Yes, sir.
You understand, sis, Silly's here is going to help us.
And, yeah.
Yeah, and if we're going to surprise Molly, we got to get busy. Now, first, I want all the rugs and the carpets up, see?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Then I want all the furniture all took out onto the front lawn where it can be washed down and the rugs beat. I want all the mattresses took out and sun. Understand?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I want the wallpaper all cleaned, the floors scrubbed and waxed. Of course, you know what kind of wax you use, don't you, sis?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Well, what kind?
Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Well, I'll get to work then, you two. I'll just kind of keep an eye on the things.
Yes, sir, but boss, please, sir.
What's the matter, sir?
Yeah, I mean, we taking all the furniture out there on the grass.
Why, you betcha. Chucks, you got it half done already, Sil. And with Miss, that gal there to help you, it'll be pie. Be careful with that mirror there, sis.
Yeah.
Dad, drat it, didn't I tell you to be careful?
Yeah. Mm-mm. 7 years bad luck, boss.
Oh, go on with you, Sil. That there 7 years bad luck stuff is a lot of finucci. Did you ever hear of anybody having bad luck because they busted a little piece of glass?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir. My brother, considerable Watson, he done had 14 years bad luck for busting some glass.
Is that so? 14 years. What was the glass?
You restore window, please, sir.
Okay, then. Sweep up that there glass, sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that all you can say, yeah?
No.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
And you, Sil, start carrying the furniture out, so...
Yeah, the doorbell, boss.
I know. You two get busy now. I'll answer the door. Oh, hello there, Marcelli.
Oh, hello, Beaver.
What you doing here?
I'm playing alone.
Playing alone, huh? And what are all them fellas doing with you?
Well, they are playing alone, too.
Okay, Marcelli. Folks, while we take the furniture and stuff outside, Marcelli and his boys will get together and play alone. The full title of this song is, They're Hanging Danny Deaver in the Morning, Alone. Or, Lynching for One, Please, Jane. A swing number. Swing it, Rico.
You never saw such activity in your life. With Silly Watson rushing, shuffling up and down stairs with this and that, and Miss Yaw hauling furniture outside, and Fibber giving loud orders. Well, we can just imagine Molly's surprise when she comes home and finds the house completely clean. Well, anyway, she'll find the house, we hope.
Okay, there, Sil, outside with the mattresses. And you, sis. Take the pictures down. Never mind the attic, Phil. We'll get that later. And you, sister, if you have to drop one of them pictures, drop the one of Molly's Uncle Wilbert, the fellow with the walrus mustache. Thanks, that's the one. Now, come on, Phil. Help me roll up this here rug.
Yes, sir.
Now, you take that end and pick it up and walk toward me. That's the idea. Come on.
This here's a real old rug, boss, ain't it?
I'll say so. But they really made rugs when this was made. Chucks, a rug like this was made to last 100 years. Yep, 100 years exactly. Been in the family since 1836. Hey, Sid, you down there.
Yeah?
You got everything out on the lawn?
Yeah.
Okay, you can start sweeping anytime.
Yeah.
I ever tell you about the time I was managing the Zany Theater in Zanesville, silly?
Yeah, sir.
Well, sir, when we done our spring cleaning there, it was clean. I was noted in them days for the way I could turn a theater inside out, brush it off, and have it ready for the next show.
6 o'clock, boys. 6 o'clock.
Who that? Who what?
Who that say that?
Oh, you mean who says it's 6 o'clock? Why, shucks, that was just the clock, Sil.
Yes, but it sounds like old man talking.
I know, it's a grandfather's clock. Well, sir, as I was saying, Sil, when I was in charge... Answer the door, will you, sister?
Yeah.
Hello there, QB. Where's my friend Peter and Marty?
Hi there, Nick. Come on up. You go ahead and get the rest of that stuff outside, Phil.
Yes, but I don't believe he's going to get...
How are you, Nick? Glad you dropped in. You can be useful.
Sure, Peter. Being useless is something I have not come for. Now, what is this thing I'm running into with here?
Spring house cleaning, Nick.
Very fine idea, too, Peter, if you do think of it myself. But where is Molly? For the usual thing, it is Cupies who is for to get enthusiasm for spring housekeeping.
Well, you see, Nick, Molly's going to her Aunt Sarah's for a visit, and I'm going to surprise her and have the house all cleaned by the time she gets back.
Also, you're surprising me, too, Fizzer.
Oh, I don't know, Nick. When I get started, I'm a whiz. I was just telling Silly Watson, when I was running the Hippodrome Theater in Hollyhock, Indiana, that's where I met Molly, too, by the way. Molly just floored me. She was a beautiful Colleen.
Yes, sir. For beautiful Colleen floors, use Johnson's Glow Coat, the no-rubbing floor polish that shines as it dries.
I was saying, Nick, that into this here racy theater in Racine, we had us a lobby that was half an acre big, and we had a rug that covered every inch of it lying there.
That is some lying.
Huh?
I'm saying that is some rugs, Peter.
I'll say so. Well, sir, you know how folks are into public buildings, always littering it up with papers and throwing chewing gum all around.
You're telling the populace. In a restaurant's business, we...
I know. Folks just don't seem to have no sense of manners in the theaters and restaurants and stuff. Well, sir, as I was saying, when I had the theater cleaned for the spring of 1911, or was it 12? No, it was 13. Or was it? Come to think of it, it was 1910. Or was it?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, sis. Well, sir, Nick, as I says, this lobby carpet was 1,000 foot by 1,000 foot into this here palace theater in Palestine.
And... say, that's making 3 places you've been finding these big drugs, Peter. It's reminding me of these stories with the magic carpets, which is going some places quick with somebody on top of it, if you're believing such Cupid duck stories.
You mean Mother Goose, Nick.
Oh, sure, yes.
But the magic carpet was in the Arabian Nights.
Oh, sure, I sit down with the correction.
Well, sir, as I said, this here carpet... Hey there, sis, wait a minute. You have to make so much noise with that bucket?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, step over this way, Nick, so we can hear ourselves think.
If I'm hearing you think, Fizzer, it will be a very comical-sounding noise. I'm killing me with these fine jokes.
You ain't doing me no good, neither. Well, sir, as I was saying, I got all the ushers into this here theater, and we rolled this huge rug up into one big roll. But when they went to unroll it at the cleaners, they couldn't.
No?
No. Folks had trampled so much chewing gum into it, it was stuck tight, solid as a big log. We couldn't unroll it without ruining the rug.
Is that so?
Yeah. But I got to figuring, and all of a sudden it come to me.
These rugs are coming to you?
No. Idea about what to do with it. Quick's a flash. I hauled that big roll of gummed-up carpet to a lumber mill. I fed her into a bandsaw and cut her into slices 1/4 inch thick, just like bologna.
You're telling me.
I cut it into slices, a quarter inch thick, and sold them for non-skid batmats. Figuring four slices to the inch, 12 inches to the foot, 1,000 foot to the roll, it made 576,000 mats, which I sold for $2 a piece, making myself a cool million.
That's a wonderful thing to be doing, Peter. What are you going to do with all those money?
I bought chewing gum for for a million orphans and gave them tickets to the opposition movie house, Nick. Chuck, I'm no hog for profit.
When you go to a store to buy a floor polish, you may be confused by seeing many different kinds for sale. I'd like to give you just a few reasons why you will do well to order Johnson's Glow Coat. First of all, this polish was developed by the scientists in the famous Johnson's Wax Laboratory, known the world over as authorities on floor finishing problems. When they recommend Glow Coat for your linoleum, you can feel assured that Glow Coat is as fine a product of its kind as can possibly be made. Glow Coat can be applied with a soft cloth or the special Glow Coat applier. There's no hard work to it. No rubbing or buffing. In 20 minutes, the Glow Coat is dry, and in these few minutes, this remarkable no-rubbing polish transforms a dingy, lifeless floor into a beautiful, bright surface. Very easy to keep clean. Just try Johnson's Glow Coat on your own floors. When you see how much better it makes them look and how much work it saves you, you'll be a Glow Coat user for life. By the way, it's very economical to buy Glow Coat in the larger sizes. Home again, and Fibber and Silly and Wilhelmina Schlagenkupfer are still busy piling furniture out on the lawn, preparatory to cleaning wallpaper, waxing floors, washing windows, and stuff. Molly will certainly be surprised when she gets home, finds the house all shining and beautiful. We can hardly wait. But look, here's Fibber directing Silly on the proper rug-beating technique.
Now listen, Sil.
Yes, sir?
You ain't getting your hips into the swing.
You gotta do that, boy?
Why, Chuck, you know you do, Sil. You don't get no power just swinging your arms. Now, look. Now, first you take the carpet beater into the left hand, like this, see?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Kind of loose, like.
Yes.
Then the right hand comes over like this, enclosing the left thumb into the palm of the right hand. That there is known as the overlapping grip, used by all champagne rug beaters.
Why?
I says this here's the overlapping grip.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now then, Now, you take your stance like this.
My what?
Stance. You gotta have a stance.
Oh, you is gotta.
Yeah. Now then, you face the carpet, over the left shoulder, feet wide apart like this. Only with your feet, you don't need to put them wide apart.
No, sir.
Now the beginning of the stroke like this. Left arm straight, eye on the carpet every minute. Bring the beater back over the shoulder without moving the head. Then bring her down, keeping the left arm straight like this. Oh, excuse me, sister. I didn't know you were standing on the other side of that rug. I'm real sorry. It hurt you much?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah.
That's what I was afraid of.
Y'all going on with the laughing, boss?
Well, no, I don't think so, sir. You ought to have the idea now. You go on in the house, sis, and start polishing the floors with glow coat. I'll be in about 25 minutes and see if it's dry.
Why, Fibber, you know it dries in 20 minutes.
What are you doing here, Harpo?
Well, I just wanted to speak to Wilhelmina here. Oh, Wilhelmina.
Yeah?
You're German, aren't you?
Yeah.
And you know this is the third day of spring, don't you?
Yeah.
And three in German is dry, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And beautiful is schön, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you are, Fibber. Glowcoat sheens as it dries. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Okay, Harpo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, fool.
Hey, ain't you gone in the house yet, sister?
Yeah.
Good. Now then, sir, you get busy and beat these rugs. When you get through, you come in and help us wash the windows.
Help us, Mr. McGee?
Well, help the gal there.
Yeah.
Just a minute there, my friend. Just a minute. I should like to have a word with you, if you don't mind. Just a word.
Okay, brother, what can I do for you?
I see, my friend, that you are in the throes of that great American institution, spring cleaning.
Yes, I do.
Yes. And now that we're on the verge of the vernal equinox, my friend, I should like to interest you in a splendid brand of scented soaps. Wonderful scented soaps, if I might say so. Five-scented, 10-scented, and 15-scented. Gives the house an air of refinement, gives the body a lovely fragrance, and gives yours truly a small profit. Yes, a small profit. Now then, my little bantam rooster, can we...
I'm not interested, brother. We've got all the soap we need.
All you need, yes, indeed. But the soap you need is not the soap you want, my friend.
Huh?
You must think of soap not as a utilitarian product, but as a civilizing influence. Yes, indeed, a civilizing influence. We are not barbarians, my friend. We are not living in an age of darkness. We are the intelligentsia, members of a higher order of beings. Yes, a higher order of beings.
Oh.
And being as I'm hired to get orders...
Well, now... Well, now, I don't think...
You don't think, exactly. Where would Alexander... Tell me, where would Alexander the Great have been at Waterloo if he had not thought? And Pugnacious at the bridge. Napoleon crossing the Delaware. All thinking men, my friend. All thinking men, I think. And each and every one of them an ardent advocate of Sigelsheimer's Spring Song Soap. The lovely lather with a fancy fragrance. Only 2 bits, 25 cents for a large cake.
Well, okay.
And for you, my little boll weevil, a special price to you of only 20 cents for the usual 25 cent size.
Oh, but shucks, brother, I don't want to spend that much for soap. Only got 80 cents on me.
80 cents? Splendid, splendid. 4 cakes of soap, my friend. That you will never forget having purchased as long as they last. And they will last. For years, probably. I have some I've never used myself. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Now, here's your soap. Here.
Hey, you took all my change.
Yes, indeed. A welcome change. Quite welcome. That is what I like about spring. A complete cleaning. Yes. A complete cleaning. Now, let me see. What was I doing? Oh, selling soap. Imagine me forgetting.
Hey, silly, ain't you started beating that carpet yet?
No, sir, boss. I didn't want to interrupt you talking, boss, at all.
Okay, but you can beat it now.
Yes, sir, thank you, Mr. McGee. I'll only be gone for a little while, though.
Hey, where are you going?
Didn't y'all say beat it?
Oh, I meant the carpet.
Yes, sir.
Now get your back into it this time. We got to get this stuff done and that bedding and furniture stuff back into the house before dark. Now go ahead, snap into it.
Yes, sir. Like this, boss.
That's hitting it, Phil. Did you hear the echo?
Yes, sir.
Mm. Try it again. And keep the left arm straight this time.
Keep the left arm straight. Mm. Yes, sir.
No echo that time.
Boss, that ain't no echo. That's thunder.
Thunder? Go on, Phil. Thunder from them little tiny clouds up there? Why, shucks, don't you think I know my almanac better than that?
That is, boss. It's raining. Oh. It's raining showing up.
Well, for the... And all that furniture outside. Get them carpets rolled up, Phil.
Yes.
Bring them up on the porch.
Yes.
Get that bedding inside.
Yes, and just put it up, bring in the gold big.
Hey, Sid, come out here and get busy.
Yeah.
Hurry now.
That's
get all that stuff back inside. I'll go in and see if everything's ready for her. Hurry up now.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm ringing wet. Who'd ever thought? All right. Ooh, Tunkus. Hello. Yes, hello. Who?
Oh, Molly.
Well, where are you, Molly? Huh? At the station? Well, what the? Huh? Why, Molly? Why? Of course, I'm glad you're back too soon, or so soon. Okay, I'll come down and get you. Goodbye.
Fibber and Molly have had thousands of requests for their new spinning tops. Now, if you haven't already sent for your Fibber and Molly tops, you'd better do so right away. Here's the way to get them free. Buy a can of the remarkable no-rubbing floor polish Glow Coat, pint size or larger. Lay a thin piece of paper over the face of the can and trace the letters Johnson's Glow Coat. Send your tracing of the two words Johnson's Glow Coat to Fibber and Molly in care of this station, and you'll receive two of these clever little spinning tops free. One picturing Fibber and the other Molly. Trace the Glow Coat lettering with pencil if you like, but no tops can be sent unless your tracing is made from an actual can of Glow Coat. Address Fibber and Molly in care of this station. This offer expires April 30th. Some of you, I'm sure, are wondering why Molly was not on the show tonight. Well, we're sorry to say that she has a little touch of laryngitis and couldn't be with us. But we hope that she'll be recovered enough to be with us again next Monday evening at this same hour. Until then, best wishes to her and to you. This is Harlow Marchwind Wilcox, who brings Fibber in a lion and signs him off like a lamb. Good night. Heard on our program this evening was the selection Let Yourself Go from Follow the Fleet. This is the National Broadcasting Company.